Welcome to the Mac and Nelly podcast. This is Mac.
And I'm Nelly. Thank you for listening to episode 12. Today we have artist Cameron Chanel with us.
Down here at BOC Studios, downtown Seattle. Shout out my man Intellect. We do not own the rights to any of the music.
Oi! When you're out there doing you, remember this. They respect you more when you're the official you. Introducing Oi Brand, apparel for those who dress to impress and empower. Oi!
Mac and Nelly in this. All through your body, the blows like a 12-gauge shotty.
You feel me?
Miss me with that bullshit.
You're not a gang member, you're a tourist. I be blacking out,
Cameron Chanel's here with us.
Tapped in like a motherfucker.
Hey. So we'll get to the guest portion later. You could just feel free to chime in whatever we're talking about now.
For sure.
Valentine's Day was yesterday.
Hey. Shout out to everybody that didn't get shit. And shout out to everybody that got some.
Fuck love day.
The niggas died with my Valentine's.
I don't work on Valentine's Day, so baby didn't get nothing.
Well, shit. It was just Wednesday for me. I don't like the whole Valentine's thing. It gets a little serious, you know. That's the sound a little serious.
I don't
serious
like it
either,
but if your lady do it, then you gotta like do it.
Yeah, if you're like in a real relationship, we just. Yeah. It was Wednesday night.
For on Saturday. You gonna be different. This is your Valentine's Day. You got your own day.
Right.
Everybody else ain't getting shit right now.
Well,
we got some good news.
We got some good news. Yeah, we got signed to a network.
Hey,
shout out to that.
So, yeah, shout out to Digital Soapbox Network, and we will be on all platforms. We're contracted with CBSRadio.com. So, yeah.
So, yeah. We're
out. So, we just need them ad money, them money come rolling in. We get.
Good. So,
so, good job, Mac.
For you niggas that be trying to curve requests to come on the show.
Well, yeah, so we'll be on everywhere. iHeartRadio, Google Play,
good
all
job.
The good shit. Yeah, good job. Ooh, 7 months.
7 months in.
Just think, when we hit a year, we're going to have a big-ass anniversary party, you guys.
Big-ass block party.
Something.
So,
well.
Damn, you got to perform.
It's good, let me know.
For free, though.
We still, nah, by our year up, no, we're going to.
Y'all signed before me, I need that bag.
I was going to say, we're, when the year hits, we'll be on.
Yeah,
I feel like it. Let's begin to.
That's you saying $5 in a pack of lumpia from
Hey, I've been seeing those lumpias. I need
fire.
I know. I don't know why I didn't bring any. So yeah, Nipsey's debut album this weekend.
He dropped
the
album
this weekend. It's a because he's never had an album.
No,
nope. Debut. Okay,
he's never had an album.
Never
it's
had
his
album.
First one.
Yo, wow. He never put no album.
It's mixtape.
That's crazy.
That
mixtape. That's
smart.
What I thought. Wow. So he's been around for years, and this is his first album.
That's crazy.
So that's this weekend. So I will be listening
I'm
for that.
Into that.
Definitely.
Nipsey's dope.
Shout out to Mike B, who was on last week, last episode.
Bugatti.
I always say last week.
That's All Star Weekend this weekend.
Yeah, I don't do All Star.
I'm not really excited for it though.
I was about to say.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like it used to be.
But that's kind of cool that they chose LeBron and Steph got to choose their teams.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool. So yeah. I want to see that. I hear that the draft, LeBron was saying that should have been televised, the draft.
Mm-hmm. It should have been.
He said it was fun.
It should have been televised. I don't know why it
did. They'll probably do it next year.
Yeah. Say yeah. After that nigga's team that got injured, though. LeBron's all-star team.
Really?
Yeah. Fuck. He got like two replacements.
Who's coughing?
Black Panther.
Everyone's hella excited about that. Me and you be like, match made in hell.
Yeah.
I know.
Fuck up. Set your shit on fire. But yeah, I'm excited to see it. I'm not about to go dress up in a dashiki and get some faux dreads like everybody else. But
right.
I'm
I think
go
people
watch
are
it.
Exaggerating a bit, you know. But you get the point.
Yeah.
You know what they mean.
Yeah. It's exciting.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start running up people's parade as people say, let people be happy. Be happy, I guess.
You're right, because I'd be like, who gives a fuck what you guys are talking about? Shut the fuck up. I was like, people, I'm probably the only person that wasn't excited about it, but people are excited, so cool. Happy for them.
Happy for all the nerds.
No? No?
Don't wanna see.
Anything else? Tea time.
Tea time.
Fucking time. Drake.
I just seen a video of him pay for everybody's grocery in the grocery store in Miami.
$50,000 at a local supermarket. Shelled out $50,000 for a women's shelter. Offered $25,000 check to Miami Senior High School after swinging by to film his new music video, and awarded a University of Miami student a $50,000 scholarship. Also surprised one of the hardworking housekeepers of the Font Le Bleu Hotel in Miami with a fucking spa day and $10,000 shopping spree. So yeah,
fuck the shopping spree. Give me the 10 racks.
Right.
In the spa though, but I don't need.
But shit, I'll be like, shit. On what?
I'm
get a car.
Shop, like, I'm gonna go shop all electronics and sell that shit. Sell
right.
It all.
Exactly. Some
hella TVs. But shout out to Drake for that. That's what's up.
And then also Drake, his Toronto restaurant, Pick Six. I guess he used to say he wasn't affiliated with it, but he is apparently the owner.
Okay.
Him and his OVO sound colleague Chubbs own the establishment, and they it's open to the public now. So. I guess if I'm ever in fucking Toronto.
Go to Pick Six.
Picks. It's
Roman, do the six.
With my woes.
She's just talking about, you said you already remixed the Me and the Six, is that what it's called?
You and the Six,
You and
yeah.
the Six, yeah.
Yeah.
You already did it?
Yeah.
Oh, I have to listen to it.
A little song for my mom.
Aww.
I'm gonna have to slap that.
Those be Drake's best songs.
Yeah.
Because the other
exactly.
one,
Look What
You
Done, I remixed
exactly.
that too.
Yes.
For my mom.
Those be his good songs.
You're
Drake.
Like, you're feeling. Yeah, exactly.
You
like,
know what I'm saying?
That's
you can
all
tell
him.
Drake and then who's right.
Drizzy. You can tell Drake versus Drizzy.
Exactly.
For sure.
And I don't really fuck with Drizzy, but I fuck with Drake.
The long way.
Exactly. So Utah Elementary insists students not say no to the girls can't say no to the boys that ask them to the Valentine's Day dance.
That's
right?
Some bullshit.
Sixth grade. It's a sixth grade Valentine's Day dance that they do every year. And yeah, a girl got in trouble for telling the boy no. And the mom was like, wait, what the fuck? This is a rule? So I just kind of wanted to talk about that because that's fucking crazy. What's the name
that's
of the school?
That's an ugly nigga's dream.
Caneville Elementary School. You're fucking
I'm about
dumb.
To walk up to the baddest sixth grader in the school. Baby, what's good?
You,
try
you
to
can't
to
tell
dance.
Me no.
You better not say no because I'm telling Principal Smith.
Right, exactly. Ogden, Utah. Canesville Elementary School, sixth grade dance.
They're out of pocket.
Out of fucking pocket. But I guess they changed it now since the parent made a big deal about it. They took that shit out. Because that's like promoting rape culture.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know?
What? I can't say no.
What the
know.
Fuck? Right.
Like,
no, you need to raise your guys' sons to be not be little
yeah.
bitches.
If
not for women
no,
to be.
No.
They don't want, you know, people to be mean. Girls need to be nice.
Okay, be nice,
fuck
but that's
here.
Not about being nice. That's somebody's choice. That ain't a
yeah,
choice ain't
fuck
mean.
Fuck that. But yeah, so that was funny. I wanted to bring that up. My sister actually told us that.
Go to Ola.
Oh, shit. Uncle Drew movie is on the way. The official trailer was released. So Kyrie Irving started in a Pepsi ad where he played he was a fat nigga in a
no,
white
he wasn't
wig.
Fat. He was like an old dude in a sweater, sweatsuit.
It was not like fat, but he had like
he was bigger.
White hair, right?
Looked like Moses.
And he was a washed up basketball player who shows up to the local game and shows up all the young players, right?
Right.
So they're doing like a spinoff on that commercial. And it's going to be, is it the Uncle Drew movie? Is that what it's called?
The Uncle Drew movie, yeah.
Fuck Kyrie. I don't fuck with Kyrie. That nigga went to Duke.
The Uncle Drew movie's finna be lit.
Fuck Kyrie.
Shaq about to be in it. Chris Webber, Reggie Miller, Nate Robinson.
Nate Robinson, it's all.
Tiffany Haddish.
And I love her, so.
Lil Rel from Get Out. All right,
cool. So everyone I fuck with except for Kyrie.
Kai Rizzo, but you don't fuck with Uncle Judah?
I don't know that nigga.
You never watched the videos? It's just a fucking... He be mixing it. Oh, nigga, it's so funny watching his old ass.
No, okay, yeah. That's true, yeah.
Oh,
so he's
shit.
Gonna be... his nephew is gonna ask him to come help him play in some tournament and beat some team.
Gotcha.
So,
yeah,
that will be interesting. That's going to hit June 29, 2018.
Yeah, I'm down to see that.
Trump wants to cut back on food stamps for the poor, and substitute them with packaged food delivery.
Fuck Trump.
You can tell this nigga. Never had to worry about shit like this. You don't know how this shit works, nigga. Did you see these boxes?
This nigga
has me so fucked up. Yeah, fuck Trump. Like you said, it's always fuck Trump on McAnally. Know that.
Spam.
What the hell is wrong with him?
Vienna sausages.
That nigga Trump could suck my dick and feed me grapes.
Yo, he.
No, really. That's why I said when I saw this, I said. Don't get me started on this nigga.
What's wrong with dog?
He's
oops.
It's like some concentration camp.
Me.
Type shit.
Yeah.
People don't deserve to eat real food because they got food stamps? Sheesh. I remember they was talking about making it against the rules to buy steak with food stamps.
Oh, yeah,
and
I remember
lobster
that.
And shit like that.
So they want to be in charge of what? It's like a fucking HelloFresh shit. Like, you got to send us the ingredients, nigga, like little food boxes. They would have control of 16 million low-income households. Like, dinners.
Fuck
dinner
no,
plates.
They're poisoning niggas with that.
Exactly.
That's direct poison.
It wouldn't be enough. They don't know. Critics like us say the program would be inefficient and costly and would end up reducing benefits for low-income families and communities. So, yeah. Hopefully that's just another one of those things that just... But who knows?
Trump
Republicans
really
are
some
hood.
Hunger Games type
that's
shit.
That's why y'all niggas should have voted Democrat. Period. Who gives a fuck if it was the white bitch?
We need to get, somebody need to have
vote
a
the
baby,
party.
And we need to mold that baby into a president from birth. Like, just guide that nigga to the fucking White House.
Sounds like a fucking tool.
Do it.
Tool. This motherfucker
needs
to have
his own
real
ideals, but I'm saying like
he has to. Like, that's why Obama was cool for me, as far as because he was relatable. Like, he
right.
went through this. You know, he had.
No, but he don't go through this shit. We gonna raise him in the hood.
Right. But he's going to go be hella educated.
Right. Educated.
The best
and
education.
Right.
Shit. Hell yeah.
You have both sides. And then he
so yeah, fuck Trump. Anyway, that's tea time. Sports.
Sports. Shit. The LA Lakers just helped the Cavaliers.
Oh.
Isaiah Thomas is now playing as a Los Angeles Laker after being traded by the Cleveland Cavaliers for Jordan Clarkson, Larry Nance. That's some bullshit, because I like those two young players. Jordan Clarkson is nice. Larry Nance be dunking on niggas. Isaiah Thomas is a great player, but he is 5'6".
I'm
six.
Tired of him being in our headlines.
Yo, he's been in the headlines like three different times, right?
Yes.
This nigga done been traded so much.
God
man, it
damn.
Sucks. It sucks.
Fuck. Do something.
I mean,
cause the whole
did.
Time, no, fuck that. Because the whole time he was in the Cavs, he was injured.
Yeah.
So I don't, fuck him.
But they should have never traded for that nigga.
Yeah, definitely.
They knew he was injured.
Hey.
We both said it was gonna dumb trade.
Ridiculous.
So
yeah. Well, he's at he's a fucking Laker.
Isaiah Thomas reportedly felt LeBron James talk down to him during his time in Cleveland and was like, yeah. So there's no love between them right now.
It's like what? Like the what?
It's kinda like how Kyrie felt.
She asked you, the teacher asked you to read aloud in the classroom. You said, stop with that shit. What? Fucking punk ass niggas. Fuck Uncle Drew.
He dropped like, I think he had 22 points his first game as a Laker, but they lost.
Okay.
Yeah, and the defense was worse. Steve Kerr lets his players coach the team versus the Phoenix Suns. Everybody's tripping about this right now, saying that Steve Kerr disrespected the Phoenix Suns by letting his team run the game. Steve Kerr responded by saying he doesn't care, basically, but anybody else to say.
All right, that's sports.
That's sports.
Music.
Am I first or something?
Mm-hmm.
So my sleeper song. Oh, shit. I was just like, nigga, how's that moving? The fuck? So yeah, my sleeper song, ironically, this cat, I just randomly heard him. He's from Tacoma. He grew up in Tacoma, and he moved to Los Angeles and started doing his thing. He got a song with Nick Grant and Mos Kena. His name is Lo-Fi. The song's called Nuno.
All I got is my word, here's where the testament lies. Take the good with the bad, life is shackled and high. Big business and all, big business I'm off. Piss up the flow, I'm just raw, don't even know where to start. Niggas short with they green, who put the gnomes in the yard? Think alone or they barge, right in your crib and just spark. Gave birth to you niggas, shit, who lit the cigar? Know all you niggas my sons, blow a kiss at the stars. I gotta be more than fresh, this is all finesse. PRPS, if she don't get this sex, it's all to rest. Check, check, check.
I want the house in the hills, a pool in the back, maybe a Benz or a Cadillac, a chain and a grill, a whole lot of stacks. You can't say that I lack ambition, ambition. There's something cooking in the kitchen, straight tunnel vision. So come and tell me what you're missing.
But yeah,
that was nice. That you always got some horns playing
that was
in the back.
That instrumentation was crazy.
With Mos Kena and Nick Grant. Lo-Fi was actually just a producer. He produced the beat, and then he gets like different artists on it. But he's from Tacoma, so shout out to him.
Nice. So I have Queen. I don't know how to say her second name. It's like Najee. I don't know. She's like the new like Instagram sensation, bro. She was like an Instagram couple.
Okay.
And then, yeah, she can sing, though. This is called Medicine.
That text on your phone, just a friend, just a friend.
Okay,
my intuition never lies, there's nothing you can never hide. Already got the screenshot, so there is no need to deny. You've been creeping and freaking and sneaking like you never lose me. Started claiming that everyone know we together, but you steady choosing. Swear I cannot win for losing. I've been out here being faithful. I always got this on lockdown, but that ain't been keeping us stable. So I guess I know what I gotta do. Give you a taste of your own medicine. Hey, yeah. How would you like it if I do the things you do? Put you on, do not disturb and entertain these dudes. I'ma ride them crazy and you never have a clue. Give another guy everything that belongs to you. I'ma call up Brian, I'ma FaceTime Ryan, I'ma text Lorenzo, and I'ma leave you crying. Don't get it twisted, I can play this game too. How would you like it if I did the same to you, yeah. You don't like it, now you're telling me.
That was cool, right?
Bitch.
Fucking slut.
Yo, it's good.
Hey, bro. Emergency, bro. I need you to run me to the mall. I need to get a fit to get fresh for this party later.
Man, I got you. Where the party at?
Man, the party's in the hood. Shorty throwing this little bash. It's going down, man.
Oh, okay. So you trying to get real fly tonight.
Off top, you know, I'm trying to get fresh. Man, I got like 10 in the petrol if you need it, bro. You let me know.
Okay, okay, okay. Okay, I could take you to the mall or I could take you to get some of that oil.
Some of that oil?
Yeah, it's something new. But
in
it's
Australia?
The,
what you talking about?
Nah, man. It's the fly stuff out right now in Seattle.
Okay, okay.
The official you.
It's something like an order and it's going to come right to me?
Yeah, man. They got something for the big fellas.
All
right,
cool. You know I'm hefty. You know? Yeah, I'm trying to lose, though. But shit, let's get the oil then. Let's get it.
Oi Brand. Shop the collection at oibrand.com and follow all social media handles at OYBRAND. Oi. Guest time. We got Seattle, well, Seattle native artist Cameron Chanel with us. Woo! First lady of original Pie Flippers and Mafia Click Records.
Hey, why you got that shit playing in the background?
Hey.
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 Don't worry about a little bitch. I ain't freaking you, nigga.
Nah.
I'm beefed up. I'm a bitch too.
Yeah.
What's up?
What's popping?
So you're 21?
I'm 21.
Okay.
I'll be 22 in April. Like 60 days.
Look at like 60 days.
I got the calendar on my phone.
Nice.
Oh, you're a baby.
Oh, so cute.
Go ahead.
But look it. So really, I was like, you know, we got to get you on because I've seen you. We just became friends on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen your freestyles forever, since forever. You get a lot of views and shares.
Well, I lost in 2012, I worship. I lost the closest person to me. Granny passed. I fought depression. Had them demons rolling through me, going through my mind. Suicidal. Want to end it all. Move to fucking Kansas. Got played. That shit was off the wall. Experienced my first heartbreak. I had to move back. Was going down the wrong fucking way. I had to move past. Lost Reese 2 years back. That shit is crazy. I was with him that night. I wonder if I could have saved him. Lost Uno last year. The whole hood felt that. See them lifeless on that table. Man, that shit set me back. I lost Klee this year. Then lost Doobie when I came back. See my brother J.O. on the ground and I can't shake that. A couple days ago, my sis got shot in the head, nigga. She's still here, so everybody say a prayer, nigga. This shit is hectic. I promise this shit is hectic. I ain't really scared to die, so tell the devil that I'm ready. Tell the devil come and get me. I'm sure it's way better dead. My niggas dying every day, so I'm just getting prepared. Look, a lot of shit on my mind, I can't face it. A lot of shit on my mind, I can't take it. A lot of shit on my mind, I can't take it. Made a lot of mistakes, I'm a gangster.
Yeah, that's crazy. So I've, you know, I knew who you were. Anyway, we recently became friends because I'm doing, you're on my side of the mixtape. So everyone, that's going to be, it's going to be nice. We're going to get some of Max Schubert.
She's getting on fire.
You got me quick. I was like, wow, there's certain people I got to get, right? So, but I saw that you're going on tour. I guess we could have talked about the end, but I want to talk about it now because that's really, I was like, well, we got to get you on before you get on tour.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that's how many cities?
60. About 60. It's like 62, 63.
60?
60.
Right.
Man, it's going to be crazy. I'm excited though.
And where, like, what states?
Literally, so just to brief some, we start in New Orleans. We're going to hit everywhere in the East Coast. I'm going to North Carolina. New York City for the first time. Philly, Cleveland. We're going to be in Atlanta. We're going to be in Kansas. We're going to hit the Midwest, go to those states. We're going to come to the North Side. Of course, we're going to hit Seattle, Walla Walla, Portland, Oregon, Eugene. All the good stuff. We're going to be in Cali on my birthday, actually. So we got four shows in Cali, so I'm excited for that.
So it starts when?
March 5th.
March 5th. That's coming up.
March 5th, yep.
You about to be homesick?
I'm going to be real homesick. I miss my mom. I just put my 2 weeks in for my job yesterday. I'm going to miss my coworkers.
All in, but baby.
That's popping, though.
Yeah.
And that's cool that you're going to the East Coast.
Oh, turn this shit off.
Love
I hate this song. You know those songs you just be in your feelings, right, crying?
I love Charlotte. Are you doing Charlotte?
Yeah.
So when I first heard of you, my cousin Kurt put me onto these tracks. It was this little feud that was going on with you and the chick named
Misunderstood. Yeah.
So I heard a couple of them tracks. So is that something that's still going on or?
Nah.
You dead at that?
Who is that?
So Misunderstood, she's another female rapper from Seattle. She's actually really nice. I ain't even gonna lie to y'all. She just kind of came up out of nowhere, though. Like, it was kind of like she just popped up. And as a female artist, I feel like in Seattle, there's not a lot of female artists. And especially not that I really give a fuck about, because I feel like I'm just killing all these bitches and 98% of these niggas. So I don't really pay too much attention, no cocky shit intended. But I heard her, and we got to some shit. Long story short, I feel like she was kind of nice, so I ended up throwing a diss at her just to see what she, you know, what cross she was cut from. She ended up dissing me back, you know, and I'm just like, oh, shit. Alright, cool. Now I gotta be on my toes a little bit, but nah, we cool. That's like my partner, we cool. It was just like some fun, healthy. It was some fun. Exactly. Just to see what buttons I could push with her and where exactly we could take this shit, but we tight.
That's dope.
And that's cool because it brought attention and you get, you know, shit, that
yeah,
promo,
you
whatever.
You picked me up as a fan when I was like, okay. I was like, ooh, they're going at it. I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
So you're 21, so when did you start doing music?
Well, I've always done music my whole life. My family's hella musically inclined. Mm-hmm. I grew up singing in church. That's like usually the black person.
Right,
story.
I was about to say.
But I started rapping when I was like 7. That was when I wrote my first rap.
Wow.
Do you remember it?
Yeah.
Spit it right now.
It's an A, K, EDA. I do my thing like every day. Lil Kitty is my name and I don't play. So listen to the words that I got to say. I'm off the easy, faux cheesy. All you fools best believe me. I'm rolling down the block, smashing in job like Dr. Dre, cause you know I don't stop. I got a flow like a caddy. As you can see, I put it down on the beat like a little OG. That was the first one. And then from there, it was like Takeoff. It was like Takeoff. Yeah, it was Takeoff from there. And then I like literally started rapping, like taking it seriously at age 12. And then I started seriously, professionally recording when I was 15. Yeah.
You're about six years deep into the professional game.
So you feel like a vet.
Like, I've been doing this.
For sure. Because when I started rapping, it wasn't, like, off the top of my brain. The only rappers in Seattle that was really making some noise was, of course, Sam Lachelle, Macklemore, Gab, and More Gang, and then D-Valley and D-Minutes. Other than that, like, you know, I'm from CD, so I didn't really listen to no other niggas if they was from out of my section. Like, but me growing up, that's literally who it was as far as local artists. So I feel like a lot of these new niggas is new niggas, and I've been doing this. Like, I'm younger than most of them, like, but as far as, you know, having your foot in the water, I've been off the porch for a minute.
And how has your music progressed?
Man, it's because crazily, like, if you listen to, like, my first song that I recorded, it's called So Official. And it was like, my swag so official. Hold up, blow the whistle. You ain't touching my swag. Can't get with my looks. You ain't checking my fresh, but you could get my school books. Like, it was crazy. It was an anthem. But automatically off the top, like, I wasn't cussing. You know, I was 15. My mom was my manager, so I wasn't cussing. But I turned 18, moved to Kansas, and started cussing up a storm. Nobody can tell me shit. My mouth's foul as fuck. Like, I'm saying whatever the fuck I want to. So I feel like, honestly, from back then, my music was a lot more conscious because I had to be. You know, I couldn't really say everything that I wanted to say because I was still a minor and my mom wasn't going for none of that. You know, it was kind of like, you rap about school, you rap about God, you rap about how you look, and that's about it. Don't talk about shit else. And so now it's more like I could open up about certain shit, like my situation, my relationships, you know, just me being a female in general, me being from the hood, all the shit that I've seen. Like,
right.
So it's a totally different, it's like, you know, I was always dope, but listening to the growth and where I was versus where I am now is always crazy to me.
And then what would you say your strengths and weaknesses are?
I feel like strengths, everything. Because I feel like I'm just a perfectionist. So anything that I say I'm going to do, I try to get it right. So as far as weaknesses, though, I get really, really frustrated really, really quick.
I said, do we have a problem? Huh? Oh, USSR. Now you better get your...
That's one of those things that I'm working on within myself, because being a perfectionist, when shit don't go... And I'm a brat, so it's like, when shit don't go my way, it's like... It's my way or the highway. Like, if it ain't done right, I don't want it. Fuck it. Like, yeah. I don't want you to help me with shit. So it's kind of like, I shut down real quick. But that's one thing that I'm working on.
Yeah, because you don't shoot your own foot, China, you know?
Yeah, definitely not.
So I've heard you use the term a few times, female rapper, female artist. And I know Gab was on here saying that she doesn't, it's just rapper hat, you know, like, I'm better than you niggas. So,
right.
You know, so do you, is it just habit? Because I used it, I was using it too, but she was saying she didn't like it. So how do you feel about the term?
I mean, I feel like it can go either way. Like, I use the term more so often because growing up, like, I never really listened to rap. You know, like, I grew up listening to gospel and R&B. I was never really a rap person, you know, and when I did start listening to rap, it was always male. And then the very first song that I heard a female rapper on was like Brandy's my
love Brandy.
I just love I let the fuck out of her. Like, that's my favorite singer. So the first song that I actually heard a female rapper get on, it was that I Wanna Be Down remix with MC Light, Queen Latifah, you know, and those people. And I was like, you know, that's in that era they were known as female rappers, because there was only a handful of them, you know. So I don't mind the term, you feel me? But I'm on that same wave, like, I'm better than most of these niggas. So even if niggas are making it seem like you are a female, yes, I am a female. Like, yeah, I ain't trying to be no nigga. Right. You can call me that, you know? But at the same time, understand that right after there's female, there's a rapper, you know?
So, I'm better than you, so
exactly. So I don't really take too much offense to it.
So what is Mafia Click? Like, explain.
Mafia Click is a record label. slash your family. So like I said, I grew up in the hood. I grew up on 18th Union. So I'm from 21st and Union.
I grew up on 20th
Union. I see, right there in the hood. So Mafia Click is, you know, created, my bro Derek created Mafia Click. And it really just started off with him, you know, and him moving himself, being still in that hood situation, but moving himself into some better shit, progression itself, and pushing his music. So he hit me, we linked up on that. We first did our first song, If I Wanted That Bitch, and we just started talking about it. I got put onto Mafia Click, and that's just what we've been repping. It's me, him, Soup, and now it's Slim. But it's more so to me, Mafia Click is more so to me like a family situation. You know, it's like, these is niggas that I grew up with. These is niggas who was with me when I was recording at GTLC and right. not being able to come out the studio till I finished the song. And niggas that was sitting outside like, you better be in the studio if you know, type shit. So that's definitely a family thing to me. But Mafia Click's on the motherfucking rise. I feel like we got the hardest hitters in the city, to be honest.
Nice. And see, we got to get familiar because we need you guys to send us music and stuff.
So yeah.
There's so many artists, it's hard to say this.
DJs came out with a single called Camera Shy. And he was doing, Camera Shy. And then he had another single right before that, Muscle Up. And that had the city going crazy.
He's my,
he's on your pick
today.
Yeah.
He's on my local pick today on the show. And he's on my side.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear stuff about him. So.
Yeah, he's like, in my eyes, he's like the top. Like, if I had to pick like a top five, he's like my number one. Like, that nigga really can, he can put some words together. And he's been on his singing shit lately, so.
Right. All his auto-tune shit I've been hearing.
Yeah, he's getting that shit going. I'm like, damn, nigga, you sound better than me.
So, you were talking about how MC Light and them guys were that was the first rappers. So who are your biggest influences?
As far as rap goes, man, I honestly don't even have no female influences. Like,
or influences, period.
I fuck with Nip Tough. Like, that's my guy. I fuck with Nip Tough. Who else? Nicki, of course. You know, like, I feel like me and Nicki I'm a Nicki fan, like, die hard, like, Nicki fan. And, I mean, I don't really fuck with a lot of her new shit. I feel like more so her new shit now than compared to, like, maybe 2, 3, 4 years ago when she was doing all that weird shit. Like, you know, but authentic Nicki Minaj, like... Pink Prink was good, but I feel like everything after that was, like, trash. But
then lately she's
exactly.
Been
lately she's been back on her old shit, but I fuck with Nicki Tough. Missy Elliott. Only, and I say Missy because not only is she dope lyrically, but when I used to watch her videos, she's the only female rapper or out of rappers in general that I seen really dancing, like choreo. And before I was rapping, I was a dancer. I used to dance. I did ballet. I did hip hop for Cutting Up. I was in Pacific Northwest Ballet, so that shit always caught my eye. Like, it wasn't just somebody just standing there. Like, that shit was crazy dope to me. She's dope.
She's all around.
So you go by, your stage name is Cammie Chanel.
Yes.
So explain Cammie to Cole for the people that may want to book you, because we were just talking about how they mix that up sometimes.
So look, I'm going to break it down like this. Like, there's artists like Lil Wayne. His artist name is Lil Wayne, well, maybe Wayne now, you know? And when he refers to himself on tracks, or when people dap him up in public, or, you know, shit like that, is Weezy, you know? Or Gucci Mane. His name's Gucci Mane, but niggas is calling him Gucci, and niggas is calling him Guap. You know, it's shit like that. Like, my name, my stage name is Cammie Chanel. That's the name that's licensed. That's my business name. Like, if you look me up, if you look up my music, it's gonna be under Cammie Chanel. But as far as people talking to me and being personable with me, call me Cammie, Tuco, whatever it is, you know?
See, I fuck with Tuco. Cammie,
Tuco.
Or just Tuco. Or just Tuco. I got 2 C's on my neck.
Yeah.
You could put that either way. 2 C's for Cammie Chanel, 2 C's
like
for Tuco.
I like Tuco.
Most people call me Tuco.
Yeah, Tuco.
Tuco.
All right, well, you just dropped a video today.
I did. It's on Thizzler. Thizzler dropped it, actually.
Thizzler, you were telling us, is a Bay...
It's a Bay Area hip-hop... I don't even know how to explain him. It's kind of like a world star for the Bay Area. Like,
okay,
they got like dope-ass following. They do interviews. They drop shit on their page. They drop shit on... Like, it's crazy. And not a lot of people get picked up by Thizzler because they're real, like, bougie with it. Like, I had my camera dude... hit them up about the video yesterday, and they told me no. And then I had sis Kayla, who's on a song with me, you see little Kayla, her hair, people, she's from Oakland. So I'm like, hit your people and see what they talking about. And they decided to pick it up. So yesterday, I wasn't even going to drop on this. I was just going to drop it on my regular page. I'm like, nah, y'all. I told everybody, hey, go tag that shit on my Instagram on the preview.
It's about who you know.
Man, exactly.
Connections, man. That's what sounds a blessing.
Exactly.
This is a song.
Yeah, this is.
Yeah, you know the thing. Pretty is what pretty does. What you need, I got that. He called me the pluggers. When I plug him, he gon' call back. Going like a rocket, bitch. I'm popping like a bottle, huh? Little pretty bitch, yeah, she gon' pop it when the bottom's up. Straight to the back. What you think? Tell him, give me that. I don't want your nigga. Break your nigga. Then I send him back. Hey, hoes sing pretty. Hoes
so, sing shit. And hoes sing. Last question. No beginners. What is your vibe like in the studio? What do you need in the studio? You finna go in, you finna do this recording. What do you need to get you right, to get you in the zone?
The only thing that I need in the studio is I need everybody to shut the fuck up, number one. And I need some narrators. That's about it. Right. That's about it.
That's what's up.
I ain't really too picky in the studio. I just need peace and quiet. Like, when I go in the studio, I zen out. You know, I don't like, you know, some niggas like their whole posse to be in the studio, hella weed smoke. Yeah. Like, I ain't with that. Like, I don't smoke. So when I'm in the studio, cut all that shit out. Everybody shut the fuck up. If you're in here, be quiet. I don't want to know that you're here. When I fuck up, I don't need no opinions. I don't need you guys telling me how to do shit because I know how I want to sound. Just shut up and let me do my thing. That's
so
it.
Do you write at the studio or do you like have your shit ready?
It depends. 9 times out of 10, before I book a session, I'll have something written or a couple things written. So I just, because I don't like going in and wasting my time, you know. So, but if it comes down to, if I go to a session or I'm doing a song with somebody and I'm in a session and we just playing the beat and we vibing off each other's vibes, then I write in the studio. But when it comes to my shit, I like to have shit prepared because when you get in the studio and you just write something, you don't rehearse it or nothing like that, it's going to sound like you reading it. You know, even if I am reading it, I want it to sound like I ain't reading it. You know, so I try to just rehearse a little bit, make sure I'm prepared.
Get comfortable with
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
You put your little swag on
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah, add that character.
Right.
Nice. So we're going to play a few games with you.
All right.
You don't have these.
No, I don't.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. One gotta go. Ezell's, Phillies, Catfish Corner.
Phillies, out of there.
Money, happiness, health.
Look, shit. I'm talking about money and happiness kind of go hand in hand.
Money, happiness.
But I say money.
Training Day, Coach Carter, Baby Boy.
Training Day. I ain't never seen that.
What?
Damn. I don't watch black people movies like that, to be honest.
Mac Dre, the Jacka, Tupac.
Dre gotta go.
All right. Fill in the blank. I wake up and blank before I do anything else.
Check my phone.
If you blank, you ain't my homie.
Lie.
My blank is my best feature.
My eyes.
Only thing better than money is blank.
Head.
Blank is the word I use the most.
Tapped in like a motherfucker.
Tapped in like a motherfucker.
That's like an acronym. That's an acronym.
You know what? I was going to ask. It's like T-I-L-A-M-F. I was going to ask you. I had that written down too. Like, what the hell is that?
Tapped in like a motherfucker.
Got it. You're not really a couple until blank.
You post me on your Snapchat.
Roses, right. Roses are red, violets are blue. Blank.
Don't come to a show and I don't fuck with you.
Blank. Blank a day keeps the doctor away.
So, a bottle of Ciroc a day.
You're not. Always. Every time I see my crush, I want to blank.
I don't even have no crush.
You gonna say that?
Right. Look, I don't have one of those.
Trust me, I'm blank.
Fly.
Blank taught me best.
Ooh. Blank taught me best. Seattle.
That was good.
First thing you do if you wake up and your nigga's holding your phone.
Go brush my teeth.
First thing you do when a guy tries to get your number?
Give him my Instagram.
First thing you say when a girl flirts with you?
Give her my Instagram.
First thing you say when you get arrested.
Oh, shit. I ain't never been arrested, though, but I feel like that's what I would say.
First thing you say when your best friend tells you, if anybody asks, I was with you last night from 9 to 12.
Nigga, she was with me from 9 to 12. What are you talking about?
First person you look for if you travel to the past.
My grandma.
20 years old. Fuck you, nigga.
First person I look for if I travel to the past.
Yeah, the past 20 years.
Oh, my grandma.
Okay. First thing you do after serving 30 years in prison.
Eat.
Right.
All my life. Right.
Name one thing you've lied to your ex about.
Everything.
Name one thing you can't stand somebody does if y'all at the studio. You ask that.
Smoke.
We've been smoking hella in here.
But this ain't a session,
though. No, I know, but right. It's just funny.
But nah.
You need your voice good.
Exactly. And I don't really be liking the smell of weed, but no. Y'all smoking on Backwoods and Dutchess or whatever, so yeah. I fuck with those. But like Swishers, that smell stinks.
I recently started been smoking Dutchess.
I like the way they smell when they burn.
Smoke an extra cigar.
Name one thing you wear every week.
My ring.
Name one thing you know for a fact you're better at than your mom. Besides rapping.
Dancing. She sucks.
Shout out to mom, too.
Hey.
You're not from Seattle if you never tried or went to.
I don't want to say Easy O's because that's a little basic. Taco time.
Taco time's good one. If you've never been to a Garfield Franklin game.
Oh, yeah. Or a CD Panthers game.
Exactly.
Throw back.
All right. You want freestyle?
Yeah, let's get it. Let me be.
Oh, shit.
I can rock with this. Hey, you said it's gonna drop? Hey. Look, hey, you know I had to come through, fuck with Mac and Nelly. All eyes on me like I'm Machiavelli. Shoot the bag and it's good, I'ma pack the telly. The bitch be on me, that's probably why the nigga is jelly. I do my 1-2, you could call me Sierra. Hottest youngin' in the city, coming straight with Sahara. If she mine, she ain't yours, fucking nigga, let's share. I don't respect these old bitches, new queen, new era. Don't get me wrong, I pay homage, I ain't hyping up, sis. Only time I'm sending shots is if I'm liking a bitch. I don't really rap beef, cause I ain't writing for bitches, but if they wanna start it off, then I'm replying back with it. I come through, jab crazy, I'm like Tyson the bitches. Call me great Tony the Tiger the bitches. I like doing crazy shit, I like to trash you with bitches. Yeah, my name is Cameron Chanel, that's C twice for you bitches. I say my mouth foul, I don't really give a fuck. All these niggas on my pussy, but I never give it up. In my bag, fuck a vag, you know I'ma live it up. The hottest youngin' in the city, tell them hoes the city's up. Two.
Yeah.
Cold.
Yeah. Ayy, tapped in like a motherfucker.
I love it.
That was fun. I gotta start doing that more often.
Hell yeah. Nice. The girl, the
ladies.
The women,
let me tell you, the ladies is coming on Mac and Nelly holding it the fuck down.
Ralphie's on next.
Oh, that's that's my nigga. He's gonna come on here and kill shit.
Boy, you better come kill it, cause Gabby is candy too.
We're gonna get everybody on the mixtape though. They wanna get on or at least play him some kind of way. Right. So yeah, so, if you're coming on here, you niggas know.
Hey yo, I think Cuban the Savage is playing my shit on her Instagram. Cuban doll.
Really?
She just put my shit on her Instagram.
Oh my goodness.
Uh-oh.
That shit crazy.
There you go, boom.
And we connected. I'm finna lock in with
you.
Got you.
Nice.
That's
you guys need to check out that video. That's whole team. And that's on Thizzler.
Thizzler. If you just type in Cameron Chanel, whole team, it'll pop up. But for sure on Thizzler.
Thank you.
I need a milli.
Shout out your socials.
Everything. Man, everything is Cammy Tuco. CAMMY, the number 2 code. My Facebook is Cammy. It's the first word, CAMMY. And then the last name is 2, as in like T-O-O, because Facebook is hoes and won't let me put a number in there.
Right.
So it's 2 code. That's one word. Okay. But yeah, hit me up. Instagram, Snap, Twitter. I just started really fucking with Instagram, and my Instagram followers have been going up. So make sure y'all fucking follow me. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. That's Cameron Chanel. And, you know, just tap the fuck in. The album's finna drop. That's what we do need to mention. Okay. The album's finna drop. Tapped in like a motherfucker. Volume 1. I'm thinking I'm gonna drop it like April 1st, but I'm gonna be on tour. So just depending on when I could really sit down and make everything go smooth. But April 1st is the goal date. No later than June 1st. So look out for that.
Exciting. Definitely. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me. It was fucking lit.
Litty. Yeah, get it popping over here.
Yeah, I just did a... I just was with The Break earlier, so it was fun seeing the difference between the two podcasts. Shout out to The Break. But y'all had me lit in here. I'm finna go home and get some sleep. I got a plane to catch.
Hey. You know what I'm saying?
Stop.
I don't like that shit.
For sure, bro.
I can't remember. It was like one of the Respect My Region homies. It was either Mitch or Joey. Right? Those are names? Right?
Yeah.
Anyways, they made a post about white rappers, no more white rappers, right? And on the and it was funny because they're both white, so it's cool when they say stuff like that. Usually you don't have to. Anyway, so the comments were hilarious, like white rappers were getting on there and they were just, it got to a thing where it was like they were saying it's not a black thing, rapping. Right? So and that's where I was like, okay, so no, at first it was funny, haha, but I was like, if you can't like appreciate the culture, then you definitely need to not be rapping. Like, it's not a black thing.
It's
really
definitely a black thing.
So someone else had Factual Thoughts, Denzel, is that his name? Podcast. He had made a post about people were saying that Bruno Mars, you know, he appropriates, you know, the culture or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like Bruno, he's always paid respect to black people. You know, he's like, pretty much everything I do, all my influences is because of niggas.
Right.
So that's different. So appropriation and appreciation.
Right.
And if you're a white rapper that, you know, if you're not, you're trying to come in and be like, this is our thing, like, you know, Kim K and the braids.
Right.
Then it's, you need not to be rapping. So those white rappers, I guess. And then everyone being like, oh, they're so, they're not really talking about that much. Like, they sound cool though.
My guy Devlin posted some shit. He was like, white people were legit trying to tell you what real hip-hop is.
Right, it's crazy. But this is what I said also on the post. And I was like, you know, McAnally, we don't got no white people on the team. We ain't really fucking with, not like that, but we're doing it for the culture, for real.
Yeah, for the culture.
And, you know, we still appreciate our white listeners and supporters, but we're just saying, every podcast and interview that I've been on, has had, you know, there's been a white person involved. Even the Stretch and Bambino thing, it was a white boy. They had to go, all the artists had to go through this white boy,
right.
You know? So it's kind of cool that we don't.
Yeah.
Digital Soapbox Network is black owned. So.
Shout out to the home team.
All right. So my peppy was kind of a lot of things, but
yeah.
You got it.
A combination of.
Ugly nigga guy likes.
Cause you got on the post the other day.
What video, I say?
And you was like, substance. Is that anything?
I mean, yeah, he's not. It's not mumble rap, but it's not like super deep. Like
right.
He wasn't saying that, but he was still talking about drugs and.
Right. So same shit.
Yeah. Same shit. He just wasn't mumbling.
Right.
It sounded good. That's what I'm saying. So yeah. That's it.
You did that. Right.
Hey.
Ugly nigga guidelines.
Ugly nigga guidelines. My last one got me in some deep shit.
That wasn't your last one.
The one before it. Down between. So the ugly nigga guideline that I did on Sean Cotton, was it Cheese?
Yeah.
That one got me in some deep shit.
go check that out if you haven't already. Go listen to episode 10.
Sure,
ugly
nigga
guideline.
She was like, so I was chilling with my friends.
Then I hide, they're too damn scared to make a commitment.
Mm-mm. They were white women.
They gay.
Oh, Larry.
They ugly.
They behind bars.
Mm-hmm. Got bad credit.
Got little dicks and can't fuck.
That's what it is.
Or they got big ones and still can't fuck.
They want to spank it.
What?
They want to...
They want the white woman.
Now that's not a bad thing.
All right.
Oh, come on.
They're too possessive.
They want you to be their mama
and their daddy. And they ugly.
Man, we already said they was ugly.
Yes. Good and ugly.
If they played your ugly nigga guy life for my mom, she's pissed.
No warning. You didn't warn her. See, that's why you're fucked up, because I feel like I told you to warn her. That was my edit. Sorry to the lady. You know who we're talking about. Like,
you stepped in a fine nigga. That just sounds arrogant. It doesn't sound like.
That was the funny part.
So, yeah.
You're like, fuck it. No nigga should do it. Anyway.
But, shit, the ugly nigga guideline for this episode is.
What are you dealing with right now? Come on, I know you got something. She said she loved me, but you know just how these bitches be. Heal from your past.
Heal. Yeah.
I got you.
I got you. You have to heal from your ugly past. You ain't getting no Valentine's in the, when the kids just handing out the Valentine's cards. In class, your box is always empty. You gotta heal.
Fucking heal.
Niggas only gave you those little marshmallows with the words on them because I was just like the standard, but you never got that.
It brings me back to our tea time topic about saying no at the dances. So yeah. They started making it so everyone had to get Valentine's Day card. Everyone right. Got one. See, you can't do. They're making these kids soft. They're
making them soft. When I was growing up, if you didn't get no, if they wasn't fucking with you, you didn't get no Valentine's card.
Right, period. You can't even bring like birthday invitation parties unless you invite the whole class.
For
like,
real?
You're not all fucking invited. What the fuck? Crazy. I'm gonna just give you a blank one. Like, here's. Here, I got it for everyone. Yeah, y'all should be blank, bitch.
But, yeah, man.
That's a good one.
Ugly past.
There you go.
And step into greatness. You ugly motherfuckers.
All right, local music.
Local.
Local music.
Local music. I'm in the verse. So, my local song this episode is my guy, Jesse James, Hot Boy. Jesse James had a dope video go viral recently, and so he's doing his thing.
I get it off the block, boy, give me what you got, boy. Fuck around and get shot, boy. You think you hard, but you not, boy. Everybody know you soft, boy, soft, boy. I be pulling off the lot, boy. Flash a bright with your thought, boy. I'ma go get a cop, deal a boat flipper. You can act, sad, laugh. It gets no realer, don't spit a hoe. Get a better, watch your hoe, nigga. Cause I'll pull up on her ass like a coat zipper. Yo, chick up in my DM, tryna be my BM. Get your biz taken. Shout out my nigga Liam. AM to the PM, PM to the AM. Best believe it if we leaving when I see him. I'ma spray him, no talking to peace. Treaty just squeezing the peace easy. Leaving the beef bleeding, then fleeing.
Shout out to my man Jesse James, man. That was Hot Boy. You can catch him on Instagram at Jesse James CTC. JESSEJAMESCTC.
So Jesse James, he was in the Huey P. He was at the video shoot with us, right? So that was my first time meeting him, and he was hella cool. And then I didn't realize he was an artist.
Yeah.
And then I heard him. We started following each other on social media, and yeah, he did a freestyle or something, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, he's nice. Yeah. He's actually on my side.
Okay.
Of the tag.
There you go.
Let me boast one.
Right.
But yeah, shout out to Jesse James, man. Much love.
Cool. So I got Mafi D. This one.
Yeah, I can't forget about my scam tramps. Daddy swiping hella visas for them damn racks. Yeah.
And shout out to my boosting bitches. Let me place a couple orders, cause it's family Christmas. And shout out to my trap hoes, cause if you try to take they sack, they gon' scrap hoes. Yeah, and what you know about them scrubs though? For my CNAs, I'm showing hella love though. Yeah, and shout out to my beauticians. Your makeup done, your hair went, you looking good, ain't you? I wanna say I'm grateful, cause y'all some boss bitches. When you have your money, you walk and you talk different. I wanna say I'm grateful, cause y'all some boss bitches. When you have your money, you walk and you talk different. Yeah. Hey, this one for my bitches out there struggling, hustling, but you getting through it, so it's nothing.
So it's nothing.
If your nigga don't say it, girl, you make me proud. Every day you make sure your kid don't go without. This one for my bitches out there struggling, hustling, but you getting through it, so it's nothing.
So it's nothing.
If your nigga don't say it, girl, you make me proud. Every day you make sure your kid don't go without.
I like that.
All right, that was Mafi B and your bum ass baby dad can't give you lunch money. Mafi's, you bum us every day. You give me lunch money. Mafi D, click up, and that's M A F I D K L I C K U P. Mafi D, click up. That's his Instagram. And then Mafi D, he's on Spotify and shit. Yeah. Mhm. Quote of the day. Get with it.
Or get lost.
Get with it or get left behind. Period. We out.
Happy birthday to my mom. My birthday's on Friday.
Happy birthday, Mom 16. Dukes.
Love you. Shout out to my daughter for scoring her first bucket of the season yesterday.
Whoa.
Good that buckets.
Took a while.
What? It's a new season.
I was
going to
say.
Like, damn.
My son definitely averages like 20 points. Shout out to Mike. He did a spin move in the game and everything. Like, you've been playing too much damn 2K.
My daughter's still in the league. They still traveling and shit, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, you know.
Still traveling for
the for sure.
But she doing her thing, though.
All right.
Peace.
Bye, niggas.
Thank you for tuning in to Macanelli. Please follow us on all our social media accounts, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Macanelli, MacAndNelly. Yo.
Is this camera Chanel? We live tapped in like a motherfucker with the Macanelli podcast.
Beware, he'll be popping up. Make sense. Ooh.